We are in Simen Chav Zayin, the halachas of just where to place your tefillin. We will be doing Sifim Dalet and Hey. Let's begin with Sif Dalet. Lo yehi davar chotzeitz bein tefillin lebesoro. There should not be a chatzitza, some separation between the tefillin and one's actual skin. Lo shne shel yad, lo shne shel rosh. Whether it is the tefillin shel yad or the tefillin shel rosh. Now, the source to this, in the case of the tefillin shel yad, because it says al yodcha, the pasuk says vayol li os al yodecha, which is referring to al on the hand itself, ultotofos bein einecha. So we learn that that means that it should be directly on your arm and on your head without any chatzitza. Now later we are going to see that there is the opinion of the Rashba that this halacha does not really exist. You see, this is all, the source to it all is a Mishnah in Megillah that says that if someone goes and that it is wrong to go and put tefillin on top of your jacket. It means if you have a sleeve and you're putting the tefillin shalyan on the sleeve, that's wrong. That's derech hachitzoni. The question is, what is wrong with that? So Rov Rishonim learned that the problem is chatzitza. There is the opinion of the Rashba that the problem there is actually something totally different. The pasuk in the case of the tefillin shel yad says v'hayol li'os al yodcha, v'hayol li'os al yodcha. It should be for you an os on your hand. V'hayol li'cha to you, that means it should not be an os for anybody else. Unlike the tefillin shel rosh that are supposed to be visible, v'ro kol amei aretz, it says ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that is referring to the tefillin shel rosh that is to be seen. The tefillin shel yad should be seen by you alone and then covered. The Rashba understands that the problem with putting the tefillin on your sleeve is that everyone else can see it. You're supposed to put it under your sleeve. The issue was not chatzitza. The Machaber here is paskening not like the Rashba. We will see that there is a time that he will be relying on him. But right now the Machaber is paskening not like the Rashba. Therefore there should not be a chatzitza between the tefillin and one's skin. Now, the Ramah then says, Hagav v'dafka b'tfilin, aval b'ritzuis ein lahakbid. This is only for the tefillin themselves. The ritzuis would not be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only referring to where you wrap the tefillin around your arm, but the part of it that is actually supporting your tefillin on your arm, the part around the kesher of the shel yad, as well as the part inside the kesher of the shel rosh, there you should be careful not to have a chatzitza, because there are those that say that they're not included in that the Ramah says that the ritzuis are not problematic. So with regard to the krichos, where you actually wrap them around your arm and finger, there chatzitza would not be a problem. But if it's the part that is supporting, that is actually holding your tefillin to your arm and to your head, that part you should worry about chatzitza. Now, in the case of somebody that really doesn't have a choice, for example, he's got a wound and it's covered with a bandage. He's got some bandage there and the ritzua is going to have to go over it. There, he should not worry about it. He can actually put his tefillin on and he can even make a bracha. And we would follow the Ramah literally, that it is only the tefillin themselves and not the ritzuas that have to touch your skin directly. Now, with regard to what is a chatzitza, Mishnah Berurah says that even some dirt or dust would be a chatzitza. It is therefore a custom that some have that before putting on tefillin, they will always wash their arm where the tefillin go so that they'll make sure that there's actually no dirt there. With regard to the ritzua, is there a problem if the ritzua is going between your arm and the tefillin themselves? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a machlokis, if we consider that a chatzitza or not, what's the issue? Because the ritzui is made of leather, the tefillin are made of leather. We generally have a klal that min b'mino eino chotzitz, that if you've got something that is in between one material and another, and it is the same as one of those two materials, we would not call it a separation. Chatzitza means a foreign substance. This is not called foreign. He brings a machlokis if we would apply that here to tefillin. There are some who say that it is not a problem, yet there are others who say that it is that which the Mishnah Berurah made mention of with regard to holding down the shel yad by using a ritzua, and there was a fear that that may end up being a chatzitza. So that we're left with two dais, that a ritzua may actually be a chatzitza itself. Now, with regard to the tefillin shel rosh, Hair is not considered a chatzitza because it belongs there. It grows from the head and it does belong there. The Machzis HaShekel says that if someone grows his hair abnormally long, then we would not say that the hair is not a chatzitza because it is not naturally there. Although, of course, technically it is naturally there, but since that is not the normal way of wearing hair, we would say that this is out of place and is therefore considered a chatzitza. So the Machzis HaShekel says, Ra olai hamaseh. He sees it as a bad thing for people that have a lot of hair where they're putting their tefillin. First of all, it is a chatzitza. Second of all, it is very difficult to see to it that your tefillin should be in the right place when you've got a lot of hair under it. The odds are it won't be tight and it's going to actually move away from where it belongs. Therefore, at least for the sake of tefillin, one should not have his hair abnormally long. Now we get to Sifhei. Adam shu olu linezilus. This sounds like there is some liquid coming out of his head. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mefarshim explain that this means that he's very sensitive to cold. His head cannot get a breeze on it. His head cannot be cold. As a result of it, he's got to cover his head all the time. So he's got a problem. Im yitzarech laniach tefillin sharosh al besaro lo yonichem klal. Since he must always cover his head, he will be incapable of wearing the tefillin sharosh. Says the Mechaber, Yesh lahatir lo laniach tefillin sharosh al hakova dak hasamach larosh. He is allowed to, if he has a very thin covering, so that it will not interfere with the tefillin being in the proper place, he can actually put the tefillin on that. What he is doing is relying on the opinion of the Rashba here, that there is no din of chatzitza. But he says, V'yechaseh mipnei haroim. He should cover it so that people shouldn't realize that he's got tefillin on top of something else. They'll think that there's no problem of chatzitza. We are choshesh for this halacha. We're choshesh for chatzitza. We rely on the Rashba in the case of somebody who otherwise would not be able to put on tefillin. So he could put them on there. The Ramah says, V'amanichim b'derech zeh lo yivarech al shel rosh. Rak yivarech al shel yad l'haniach. Such a person could not make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, because it's only according to the Rashba that he's yotze. According to the other Rishonim, that there's a din chatzitza, he's not yotze his tefillin shel rosh. So you should just make the bracha of l'haniach. Remember, according to Rashi, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that l'haniach could really cover both anyway. In the case of somebody that must wear some covering on his head almost all the time, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that at least for Krishma and Shmon Esrei itself, he should try not to. It means if there's any short time span whereby he can actually have the tefillin touching his head directly, so the Mishnah Berurah says he is better off doing that for Kriyashma and Shmon Esrei, even though for the rest of davening, he's going to have the tefillin on top of some other covering. In the case of somebody who has a wound on his arm, say just at the makom tefillin, so there too, he would have to go and put the tefillin on a bandage. He can rely on the Rashba, the Mishnah Berurah says, although the case discussed in the Shulchan Aruch is only one with the Shel Rosh, but the same halacha will apply to the Shel Yad. Except that he must remember, he'll have to put another covering on the shel yad, because your shel yad is supposed to be covered. We'll see that later. As opposed to the reason why he's covering his shel rosh, there it's just to hide the fact that he's placing it on top of another covering. But in the case of the shel yad, he has to cover it anyway. And this was the ikar halacha that we saw, that you cannot put tefillin on your sleeve, either because of chatzitza or because it's uncovered. So here, where he is following the Rashba, that the problem is not chatzitza, at least he should be covering his tefillin shel yad on top of the tefillin themselves.